Welcome, everyone, to Heartbeat Theater. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be the guest of the Salvation Army for the next half hour. Our star this week is Peter Leeds. How many times as we traveled along the highways of our country have we seen markers proclaiming historical monument 1/2 mile ahead or words to that effect? Many times, no doubt, because our country is full of such markers and monuments. Memoirs of the past which have become symbolic of the things our land stands for. Our story this week is about such a monument which almost wasn't. It's titled The Old Winthrop Place and was written by Milton Kahn. Starring Peter Leeds as Mike Phillips, here is Act One of The Old Winthrop Place.
Hello, Charlie. The train wreck picture's come through yet? Good. Get Fred to do a rewrite on the story and give it a front page spread.
Yeah.
Then let me see the layout for the Nichols White sale ad. Of course I'll be in my office. I can't afford to be anywhere else. Now tell Fred to get going.
Stomach acting up again, Walt?
All of Mike.
Or is this snapping employees week?
Well, it sure isn't by the Herald week. What's the matter? Don't people read the newspapers anymore?
Well, I know one person who doesn't. William Prescott.
Now, who the devil is William Prescott?
What's the matter, boss man? Don't you read your own mail?
Quit playing games, Mike. What are you talking about?
Well, these letters addressed to the editor. Molly asked me what to do with them.
Now, who are they from?
William Prescott.
Okay. Who's William Prescott?
Well, he's a man who wants to register a beef. As a matter of fact, he's written 5 letters all dated this week on the same subject. He's a pretty persistent individual.
Yeah, that's all I need right now. Letters from a crackpot.
Oh, I wouldn't call him that, Walt. In a way, the guy's got a point.
Yeah, what's his beef?
Well, it's about the old Winthrop place.
Winthrop place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean that old stone heap the Wesco Petroleum Company wants to buy from the city and tear down so they can put up a deluxe gas station?
Yeah, that's right.
So what's this Mr.
Prescott.
Yeah, what's he beefing about?
Well, he doesn't think the house should be torn down.
What?
Here, let me read you one of his letters. I read in the Herald that the city is going to sell the Winthrop place so we can have another gas station. I think that's a dirty shame. Somebody should remind Mayor Thompson that the Winthrop House was one of the first houses to be built in this city. In the whole Willamette Valley, for that matter. Instead of tearing it down, something should be done to fix it up so it would look like something.
Fix it up? Is he crazy or something?
It might not be a bad idea at that, for its historical value.
Oh, come on, Mike. You don't really believe that, do you?
Why not? Look, Walt, I'd like to go out and interview this Prescott.
What for?
Get his personal views on why he feels the Winthrop House shouldn't be torn down.
Oh, forget it. You'll just be wasting your time, and that's something we can't afford if we're going to keep this paper going.
You want to increase circulation, don't you?
Of course.
Okay, but a good human interest yarn might do the trick.
And you think this Winthrop business is the answer, huh?
Could be. How about it, Walt?
I still think you're wasting your time. Right now, I'm too busy to argue.
Thanks, Walt.
Next thing you know, you'll want to do a Lonely Heart column.
If things continue the way they've been going, I may have to. See you later, Walt.
Yes?
Mr. Prescott?
That's my name. What can I do for you?
I'm Mike Phillips of the Herald. I'd like to talk to you about the letters you wrote about the Winthrop House.
Oh, yes. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
I was wondering if you people are going to print any of them.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, well, come in here and sit. I've been whittling.
Oh, so I see. Oh, chessmen, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, say, they're all right. In fact, they're very good.
Oh, thank you. You play chess?
Oh, I can, but I haven't had much time lately.
I suppose the newspaper does keep you fellas busy.
Yes. You making these pieces for your own amusement?
Oh, no. These are for the fellas down at the Veterans Hospital.
Oh?
Yeah, part of the Golden Ages project for this month.
Well, what's the Golden Ages?
Well, it's a club I belong to, sponsored by the Salvation Army.
Salvation Army, eh?
Yeah.
What kind of a club is it?
Well, it's a social club for folks over 60. meets once a week. We have discussions, talk over each other's problems, have dinners, Bible readings. Mm-hmm. Once a month, we have some well-known speaker come and talk to us. Oh, it's a wonderful group, the Golden Ages. Keeps folks our age from getting lonesome and sour, feeling nobody wants us for anything, you know. Hmm.
Sounds all right. You mind if I visit one of your meetings?
Well, of course not. I'd be glad to have you. What was it you wanted to know about the letters I wrote?
Yes, the Winthrop. Yes, I know. The Winthrop place. Yeah. You feel it shouldn't be torn down but restored to the way it was when it was built, right?
I sure do.
Why?
Why? Because it's a crying shame people around here got no respect or pride for what's probably the oldest building in the whole blamed city. That's why. Well, I remember my pa telling me how his grandfather come overland with Oliver Winthrop from New England back in 1843, and how they settled here in the Willamette Valley, and how Winthrop built that house, hand-digging every stone that's in it and putting them together, with all the other settlers pitching in to help. Matter of fact, my great-grandfather was one of the early settlers that helped build it. And they didn't have tools like we've got now. No, sir, they made the tools they used. And they must have been pretty good ones to build a house that's still standing. Why, they worked and sweat to start this town we're living in today. And how do we show them our thanks? By tearing down the house Winthrop built so we can have another gas station. As if we didn't have enough of them already.
Well, Mr. Prescott, maybe you're right to feel that way about it, but you've forgotten something.
What?
Progress.
Progress?
Mm-hmm. This town's grown since the Winthrop house is built, and it's still growing. It needs more room to grow in.
You call building another gas station progress?
Well, that's part of it. Hmm. Selling the property will bring nice income to the city.
And what'll they do with the money? Build more gas stations?
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Prescott. I understand how you feel.
Maybe if a few more people in this town knew the history of the Winthrop house, they wouldn't be in such an all-fired hurry to tear it down. Oh, you talk about progress. Where would your progress be if it wasn't for Oliver Winthrop and all the other settlers who came out west the hard way to clear the forests and build homes and plant crops? Instead of talking to me about progress, Mr. Phillips, why don't you see that one of my letters gets printed in your paper and let the folks decide for themselves what to do with the old Winthrop house?
Well, I'm afraid it's too late for that. The way things look, the city is going to accept Westco's offer.
And nobody can do anything about it?
I doubt it. If you went to see Mayor Thompson, I doubt even if he could do anything now.
Well, how about printing my letter anyhow?
Mr. Prescott, you don't give up easily, do you?
Not when I'm fighting for something that needs fighting for.
Well, Mr. Prescott, I'll see that one of your letters gets printed. It's the least I can do. Mm. And thanks for the interview.
Well, I appreciate your coming, Mr. Phillips. Sure hope you can think of something to help save the Winthrop house.
Oh, it would take a miracle to do that.
Well, then, I guess we'll just have to pray for a miracle. It's like Major Linder read to us from the Bible. Everything is possible if you have faith.
You just keep feeling that way, Mr. Prescott, and maybe the miracle will happen. Goodbye.
Yes?
Mr. Brainerd?
Yes?
Oh, hello, Mr. Prescott.
Hello, Mr. Phillips. I was looking for you.
Walt, this is Mr. Prescott.
Mr. Prescott, huh? And I was wondering when we'd meet.
And I wanted to meet you, but right now...
What are you doing here, Mr. Prescott?
Well, right now, I come to tell you, I started thinking after our talk this afternoon, and I decided maybe you were wrong.
About what?
About Mayor Thompson not doing anything as far as the Winthrop house is concerned.
Oh, not that again.
So, at our meeting, I told the other Golden Agers about our talk, and told them it sure couldn't do any harm to talk to the mayor, and maybe it could do some good. Well, they all agreed with me, unanimous, and they elected me a committee of one to go and see him.
Yeah, what's the Golden Ages?
I'll tell you later, Walt. Mr. Prescott, you can't go by yourself. You'll never get through the front door.
Well, I don't know that until I try.
Well, why don't you let me go with you?
Mike!
I know Mayor Thompson, and maybe he'll listen to the two of us.
Mike, you're crazy!
Say, now, that'd be right nice of you, Mr. Phillips. I'd sure appreciate it. It wouldn't be putting you out, would it?
Mike!
Not at all. I might have a few things myself to say to Mayor Thompson on the subject of the Winthrop...
Well, gentlemen, what can I do for you?
Mr. Prescott would like to talk to you about the old Winthrop place, Mayor Thompson.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Well, Mr. Mayor, at our meeting this afternoon, the Golden Agers voted 100% that the Winthrop place should not be torn down.
And who are the Golden Agers?
It's a social club for senior citizens over 60 that's sponsored by the Salvation Army.
The Salvation Army?
Yes.
Is the Salvation Army now going in for saving buildings as well as souls?
Saving the Winthrop house is something the Golden Agers decided on for themselves, Mayor. And I think they have a valid argument.
Oh, you do, do you?
I did a lot of reading on the early history of this city, and I found out plenty about the first settlers who came overland from the east. The difficulties they had getting here and clearing the land and building their houses. The Winthrop house is one of the first to be built. Did you know that, Mayor Thompson?
Oh, I think I read about it somewhere.
Don't you think that's of some historical value to the city, to the whole state?
Very little.
No. How can you say that? We don't have much around here we can brag about. But the Winthrop house...
The Winthrop house is a rat trap that should be torn down before it falls down. As a matter of fact, in a few weeks...
In a few weeks, it'll be too late to do anything about it.
And what do you think can be done about it now?
Well, if you, as the mayor, talk to the Wesco people and explain that the city wanted to restore the Winthrop house as a historical monument...
Are you serious, Phillips?
Mayor, I've never been more serious.
Then you must be out of your mind. Do you know what the Wesco Company is paying for that property?
Yes, I know.
And you want us to turn it down so we can save the city's worst eyesore.
That's the general idea.
And just how do I explain this civic gesture to them? Tell them that a handful of people have formed a sentimental attachment for that pile of stone. So instead of accepting the company's offer, we're going to spend money to restore this great historic monument. And with the people already taxed up to here, where do you think the money's going to come from to finance this crazy idea?
A couple of corrections, Mayor. First of all, maybe this idea has started with just a handful of people. But when the word gets around, I'm sure there'll be others feeling the way we do. As far as paying for the restoration of the Winthrop house, why not let the people decide for themselves whether or not it's worth restoring?
Aren't you taking a chance putting the choice to them?
I don't think so. I'm sure when they get the whole historical background on the Winthrop house, they'll feel the way we do.
Mm. And how do you hope to accomplish that project?
Well, first of all, we'll run a feature article in the Herald to start the ball rolling. Then I have a few more ideas up my sleeve.
Well, they'd better be mighty good ones, Phillips, because it's going to take a miracle to save that pile of junk.
Not a miracle, Mayor Thompson. Just the help of people who believe anything is possible if you have faith. Right, Mr. Prescott?
Right, Mr. Phillips.
Well, personally, I think the whole thing is completely ridiculous. By the end of the month, the deal with Wesco will be closed, and the wreckers will turn the Winthrop place into a pile of rubble.
Well, let's see. That gives us about 3 weeks to prove you're wrong.
Phillips, if you can convince me that the people in this town really want to save that place, I personally will write a letter to the Wesco people turning down their offer.
Mayor, is that a promise?
I said, if. Convince me.
Don't worry, we will. Let's go, Mr. Prescott.
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. The Golden Agers will sure be glad to hear what you've offered to do.
Don't give it a second thought.
See you soon, Mayor.
Well, you know, Mr. Phillips, the mayor isn't such a bad fellow after all.
Yeah.
Would you mind telling me something?
What?
What are those ideas you have up your sleeve?
Oh, that, my friend, is something I'm going to have to dream up in a hurry.
That was Act One of The Old Winthrop Place with Peter Leeds as Mike. People, like houses, eventually grow old, but they never outgrow their usefulness to their community or their society. Man has respected his old houses by preserving many of them as monuments of his past efforts upon the land. Man has respected the senior members of his society by the veneration of their wisdom and the experience of their years. This attitude has never been more prominent than in our own time when society has taken an active interest in seeing that our senior citizens don't take a back seat to life. This interest has taken many outlets. Among them, the Golden Agers Club, sponsored by the Salvation Army. Mr. Prescott in our story has told us what the Golden Agers is and does. The Salvation Army is proving that in judging a person, age is only one factor out of many. It's something that we can all remember. Now, Act Two of the Old Winthrop Place with Peter Leeds as Mike.
Mike, you're out of your mind. It'll never sell.
I will sell it, Walt. Once we print Prescott's letter and an editorial to remind people what the Winthrop Place should mean to them, the idea will spread like wildfire. I know it will. What have we got to lose by trying?
I don't know about you, but I have a newspaper to lose if we waste the time you're planning to spend on this half-brained idea.
Walt, look. You yourself said our circulation isn't what it should be. If we can spearhead the idea and the people of the town go for it, do you realize what it will do for the paper?
And if they don't go for it?
Well, maybe this will convince you that it's worth a try.
Yeah? What is it?
Read it.
Protecting our landmark. What is this, an editorial? Since when am I reporters writing editorials?
Oh, now, go on. Read it, Walt, please.
Okay. Protecting our landmarks. It's come to the attention of this newspaper that plans are now underway for the sale by the city of property on which stands the Winthrop House, which was one of the first houses to be built not only in this city, but in the entire Willamette Valley. If this sale is completed, the Winthrop House will be destroyed. This must not be done. If we have any civic pride, this cannot be done. I can't.
Oh, go on, Walt. Go on.
We who wish to see the Winthrop House restored do so in the hope that it will stand as a symbol of our pride in those who came west to found our city. Our forefathers who suffered great hardships to make the journey. These are not men and women who took their rights and freedoms for granted. They knew what it means to fight and struggle to preserve those rights and freedoms. Their clothes were made with their own hands. They planted their crops, hunted for their food. They were the roots which built our country strong. Are we to destroy all we owe them by removing this last remaining symbol of our heritage? Or shall we preserve the Winthrop House as a lasting memorial to those of the past who helped to build our future?
Well, Walt?
Not bad. Not bad at all. You know, Mike, you might have something here at last.
I know I have.
Okay, I'll print it.
Now you're talking.
But we'd better get results.
Don't worry, boss man. We will. Mike Phillips talking. Who? Oh, hello, Mr. Billings. What's new with the Chamber of Commerce? Oh, you read the editorial, eh? What do you think? Well, thanks. We hope a lot more people feel the same way you do. If we can get enough signatures on that petition, we would... What's that? I say, that's a great idea. If all the merchants get their customers to sign a petition, we'll really start the ball rolling. Well, sure thing. I'll drop over after lunch and have a talk with them. Right. Appreciate your calling. Bye.
Mike, how much longer is this Winthrop business going to drag on?
What do you mean, drag on? Do you realize we've already got over 3,000 signatures on that petition and we haven't finished yet?
I know.
And now with this historical society you were talking about, we're a cinch to save the Winthrop House. A little more time...
A little more time? How much more time do you want?
Enough time to convince Mayor Thompson that the Winthrop House is really worth saving.
Look, Mike, when you started this thing 2 weeks ago, I was all for it. I still am, I guess. But it has to stop somewhere.
What do you mean?
Sure. I'd like to carry on the crusade, run more editorials and letters. It's been wonderful for circulation. But I'm going to have to call it quits.
Walt, you can't. Not now.
I have to. Do you realize I've pushed back articles and editorials that should have been printed days ago and kept you off stories that you should have been covering?
I know, but
and
Walt...
And do you realize that the elections will be coming on in a couple of months? The campaigning will be starting any day now. And you know how much those campaign ads and articles hypo our circulation and our bank account. I can't risk losing any more of that, Mike. Much as I'd like to see you carry on with the Winthrop project...
Walt, sorry,
Mike. The answer's no.
Walt, will you please give me just a little more
Mike,
time?
Mike, I'd like to, but...
Just until tomorrow noon. Now, you gave me an idea how I can convince Mayor Thompson, and I'm sure it'll work. You've gone along with it so far, Walt. Another 24 hours won't make any difference.
You're really sold on this project, aren't you?
Yes, Walt, I am.
Okay, Mike... Till noon tomorrow.
Oh, thanks.
But that's where it'll have to end.
Don't worry, it will. If Frank Billings calls, tell him I'll get in touch with him later.
Where are you off to now?
I have to see about a little artwork.
Artwork?
I'll tell you about it later. So long, Walt.
Oh, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, yes?
I'm Major Linder of the Salvation Army.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Major. Mr. Prescott has mentioned you quite often.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's mentioned you, too, and the wonderful work you're doing for the people of this city. That's why I've come to see you.
Oh, thanks, Major, but the people are doing it themselves. I just started the ball rolling, that's all.
You know, I've never seen the members of our Golden Age Club as happy as they have been since this campaign of yours started. You'd think they were all 20 years old, the way they've been rushing around, talking to people, circulating petitions, and so forth and so on. Well, they've certainly convinced a lot of people that the Winthrop House should be saved.
Well, now, if I can just convince Mayor Thompson so he'll kill the deer with the Wesco people.
Why, I'm sure you will, Mr. Phillips.
And that's what Mr. Prescott keeps telling me, too. He's always reminding me about those words in the Bible, about everything being possible if you believe.
Oh, yes. Well, he's right, you know, Mr. Phillips. I've seen a wonderful thing happen here since the Herald printed that first editorial about the Winthrop place 2 weeks ago. Feeling of friendship has sprung up among the people. Strangers are no longer strangers. Their neighbors who have been, who have rarely spoken to each other before, have been drawn together in a common cause.
That's right, Major, they have.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing happen before when the Salvation Army has gone to give aid and comfort during a disaster. Personal problems are forgotten for the moment, while everybody pitches in and helps in any way he can. It's a feeling and an attitude which, well, unfortunately, people don't have all the time. Oh, if only they did.
Well, it's like anything else, Major. It has to start on a local level. And if we can get Mayor Thompson to go for our historical restoration program, this attitude you're talking about will hit the town like a shot in the arm.
You say if, Mr. Phillips. Is there doubt in your mind?
I guess you don't know his honor like I do, Major. He can be pretty hard-headed if he wants to. And with the Wesco outfit waving that nice fat check in front of his eyes, I'm afraid it's still going to take a lot of doing to convince him. And I only have 24 hours in which to do it.
Well, if it would be help at all, I'll be glad to offer my moral support.
I sure appreciate that, Major.
When are you planning to see Mayor Thompson?
Well, I can't do it this afternoon. There's something I have to take care of first, but how about tomorrow morning, say around 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock would be fine.
Good. How would it be if I call for you at Salvation Army headquarters?
All right.
Let's hope we can beard the lion in his den.
I'm sure we will. Daniel did it, didn't he?
Yes, Miss Evans.
Who? Oh, Mr. Phillips, eh? Well, send him in, please.
Come in.
Good morning, Mayor Thompson.
Morning, Phillips.
Do you know Major Linder of the Salvation Army?
How do you do, Major Linder?
Mayor Thompson?
Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
I suppose you know why we're here.
I can guess, and I've been wanting to talk to you about it.
What's wrong, Mayor? You sound a little unhappy. There's no need to be. It's a beautiful day. The birds are singing.
Birds.
Something bothering you?
Yes, something's bothering me. I didn't get to bed till 4 this morning.
Having trouble sleeping?
You know that... Excuse me, Major, but this Winthrop affair is making an old man of me.
Oh, I understand it's going quite well.
I'm afraid quite well is an understatement, Major. Everywhere I go, I run into petitions, historical societies, fundraising committees, and letters. Oh, those letters and phone calls.
Have they convinced you the Winthrop House should be saved?
Winthrop House? I wish I'd never heard of the place.
I don't doubt it, Mayor. But since you have, what are you going to do about it?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do about it, Phillips. Exactly nothing.
What? Mayor Thompson?
Do you realize what's happened? This isn't just a campaign to save the Winthrop place. Thanks to you, Phillips, and everything else that's been happening around here for the past 2 weeks, the whole thing's gotten completely out of hand. You've got the whole town on my back.
Then stop fighting them and make a dignified retreat.
No!
But, Mayor,
this whole idea was ridiculous right from the start.
Just because some crackpot wants to see his name in the paper and writes a letter to defend the old eyesore that's ready to collapse, you and that editor of yours get the whole town stirred up in a hysterical frenzy.
May I ask you a question?
Well, what is it?
Well, you speak of the Winthrop House as an old eyesore.
And that's exactly what it is.
And you would destroy it simply because it is old?
Can you think of a better reason?
Well, in the Salvation Army, Mayor Thompson, we don't judge anything or anyone by its age, but by its usefulness. That, for example, is why we sponsor the Golden Ages Clubs, because we believe that our senior citizens shouldn't be pushed aside and forgotten just because they've reached what we so wrongly call old age.
Oh, I don't see the connection, Major. How can you compare old... people over 60 to a dump like the Winthrop House?
Well, because it, too, still has a great deal of usefulness left, despite its age.
Usefulness? Usefulness for what?
Did you read the first editorial Mr. Phillips wrote about the Winthrop place?
I'm afraid I did.
Well, then you know the answer to your question. The Winthrop House is a monument to pioneers who came out here in 1843... and paved the way for others to follow.
It's some monument.
Of course, I know it's old, badly in need of repairs, but have you ever stopped to realize that it's still standing because it was basically well-founded and built? You remember the words of St. Matthew? And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock.
Well, Mayor Thompson, does that convince you?
Look, Phillips, even if I did agree to cancel the Wesco deal and save the Winthrop House, where do you think all the money would come from to fix it up? And all the other landmarks the people want preserved?
From taxes.
Oh, the people won't stand for it.
How do you know until you ask them? Now, look, Mayor, elections are coming up. Put this preservation program on the referendum. Let the people vote on it. And with you up for re-election, it sure wouldn't hurt any to get the people of this town on your side.
What are you trying to do, blackmail me?
I'm just trying to convince you.
I don't know. I just don't know. Look, Phillips, what's all that noise?
It's autos, Mayor Thompson. A couple of hundred of them, all blowing their horns for your benefit.
What are you talking about?
Open the window and have a look for yourself.
It
isn't a wedding procession. You see those signs the people are carrying? Look at them, Mayor Thompson. They'll tell you whether or not the people are willing to be taxed.
You're responsible for this.
No, Mayor. This is something the people want. I just help them to open their eyes. Well, now are you convinced?
Okay, you win.
Aha, now you're talking.
We'll make everything in town a landmark. Anything just for a little peace and quiet.
You know, I always said we had a pretty smart mayor.
I may not be that smart. But considering how this started, I'm smart enough to know one thing. No one will ever get me to do.
What?
Write a letter to the editor.
That was the final act of the old Winthrop play, starring Peter Leeds as Mike Phillips. Be sure and listen in again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. Heartbeat Theater is a presentation of the Salvation Army, and is one of the programs selected to be heard by our men and women overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Till next week, then, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.